Chapter 2 A Solid Plan.
Marky, let's have a round for the house. Put all their drinks on my damn tab.
He must have nodded off, because the sound of Jesse's voice jerked Willie's eyes open wide with fear. It took a second or two to remember his reason for being on the hard ground, there in the dark. He was not sure how long he had slept, but it was not long enough to have dreamt what he had heard earlier.
Let's see some damn money first, Jesse.
I'll cover it.
As she slid her arm around Jesse's waist and smiled up at him.
Jesse here is my new partner.
Partner? What kind of no good you two barmans up to now?
None of your damn business. Just pour the whiskey and be quick about it.
As she slapped some coins on the bar. Big Mike snatched the coins and then placed two small glasses on the bar in front of them.
No, not those little guys. This night calls for the big glasses.
Mike did as ordered and filled two of the large glasses that he kept for special occasions.
Good.
Willie thought.
Get Mr. Tate drunk. That will make what I must do much easier.
As he watched him through the window, Willie's anger grew as their laughter increased. He had never seen Jesse show his mother that much affection. Yet he lavished it on this woman. He had not heard his mother laugh since his father died. She seemed to be sad all the time. Willie knew she grieved deeply for his father, as did he. Even so, Willie blamed Mr. Tate for most of her pain. The last thing his father had said to Willie before he died was for him to take care of his mother. Willie felt that he would be neglecting his duty if he let Jesse hurt her any more. They would not feel the back of his hand ever again. He would put an end to this nightmare tonight, one way or another. In order to get rid of Jesse, Willie had to decide on a plan and stick to it. He could not let his mother down. He was the only thing between her and certain death. For all he knew, Jesse might be planning to kill them as they slept tonight. Jesse certainly sounded sincere in his promise to his lady friend that he would take care of the matter before next week. At 12 years old, Willie would be no match for a grown man. A drunk adult, on the other hand, might be no match for this 12-year-old, especially if Jesse could be caught off guard and Willie was fighting for both his and his mother's life. The minutes crawled by slowly as Willie tried to think of some way to stop Jesse without leaving evidence of the deed. He concentrated on what he had to work with. First was the element of surprise, which was definitely in his favor. He knew what Jesse's plans were for them, but Jesse was unaware of Willie's lethal plans for him. Second on his list was the darkness, an assassin's best friend. Jesse's state of intoxication became a big factor as well. Now Willie had to think of some way to combine all these things so that Jesse ended up dead before this night was over. To accomplish his goal, Willie needed some sort of weapon. Yet he could not chance stealing anything around town to use that might be missed. And the ride in the cool night air back to the farm might sober Jesse. Willie could not risk losing that distinct advantage. Jesse's death needed to look accidental. Willie would not be much help to his mother or the farm if he were locked up for murder. Willie had many things to think about, and not much time left to do the thinking. The tavern would soon be closing, then Jesse would come staggering out to his horse to be led back to the farm. A thought flashed into Willie's mind, Willow Creek. It was a small stream between the farm and the tavern. Although the creek was shallow, a deep hole of water was just below the bridge. He had fished there many times. His father had always cautioned him to be mindful. because if he fell in, he might drown. Willie's plan was to lead their horse to the side of the bridge, push Jesse into the creek, and then wait until he drowned. Willie would then run back into town screaming for help, hoping that no one would be the wiser as to what had actually taken place. With a solid plan now in mind, he sneaked another peek into the tavern. All the other patrons had gone home. This left only Big Mike, the two whores, and his stepfather. These partiers stood at the bar in a small group, drinking and laughing. Sophie kept slapping down coins on the bar. The group emptied glass after glass of Mike's whiskey. Soon they all called it a night. One woman made it only as far as the poker table, where she slumped into a chair and passed out. Big Mike and Sophie each took an arm, then helped Jesse outside to his horse, and with some difficulty, got him in the saddle. Jesse immediately passed out and slumped forward against the horse's neck.
"You're around here somewhere, boy?"
He knew Willie would not be far away, waiting to lead the horse and its drunken cargo home.
"Yes, sir,"
Willie said, slowly rounding the corner of the tavern. He rubbed his eyes as if he had been sleeping.
"I must have dozed off. Sorry,"
Willie lied. He did not want the woman to think that he might have overheard Jesse's plan.
"Get this sack of dung home, boy."
"Yes, I'll do just that,"
Willie replied over his shoulder as he untied Bessie from the rail. Willie's thoughts, however, were on his own plans for Jesse. Mr. Tate would not be going home this night. His destination would be straight to hell. One quick flip at the bridge, and then all their worries would be over. With a gentle tug on her reins, Bessie obediently followed Willie down the road out of town. He had to fight the urge to rush to the bridge. His exit from town had to look normal for his plan to work. Although the town looked as if everyone had gone to bed, Willie could not take the chance that someone might be watching from a darkened window. Willie sauntered along at his normal slow pace, with his head turned toward the ground, as he had done so many times before. To look at him from the outside, nothing seemed amiss. Just a sad little miller boy taking his drunken stepfather home again. Yet his brain was buzzing with activity. Thoughts rushed about, playing out the upcoming deed. His heart rate increased with anticipation, and Willie found it getting harder to breathe with each step he took. Getting to the bridge, less than a quarter mile out of town, seemed to take forever. Willie's heart was pounding so hard that he thought he could hear it. He kept looking back to see if Jesse showed any signs of movement. Willie was afraid the cool night air might revive Jesse. Thus far, he had not given any indication of regaining consciousness. As Bessie and Willie walked onto the bridge, the old horse's hoofs made loud thuds on the weathered wood planks. Jesse shifted his weight in the saddle slightly and coughed. Willie thought for a second that Jesse might be waking. Stopping Bessie, Willie held his breath and prayed for total silence. Reassured by the resumption of Jesse's loud snoring, Willie knew his stepfather was still out cold. Willie led Bessie alongside the rail halfway across the bridge and stopped. He quickly tied the reins firmly to the rail to keep her from bolting when he made his move. Willie eased around to the side of the saddle and gently slid Jesse's left boot from the stirrup. Jesse shifted his body slightly and gave a muffled grunt, almost as if Willie's touching his boot had awakened him. Then Jesse's snoring began once more, as he drifted back into his drunken stupor. The snap of a twig and a slight movement in the bushes near the bridge caused Willie to quickly turn his head and stare down the deserted road toward town. Seeing nothing, he dismissed the movement as nothing more than a passing deer. Turning all his attention back to Jesse, Willie just stood there looking up at this dark, menacing shape, gathering all his willpower and strength. Twice Willie raised his arms to push. Each time his hands trembled so that he had to lower them. Willie then remembered the conversation that he had overheard earlier that evening. Anger boiled once again, deep inside his guts. His hands clenched tightly into two fists, and he thrust them upward savagely into Jesse's side. It took every ounce of strength Willie could muster to topple Jesse from the saddle. His limp body tumbled into the water beneath. The splash was deafening. Willie ran around Bessie to the edge of the bridge and leaned over the rail, hoping to see a lifeless body floating face down. To his horror, he heard coughing and sputtering coming from the darkness underneath the bridge as Jesse started to wade toward the bank. Willie had miscalculated the depth of the water, which would have been more than enough to drown the boy, but not a full-grown man. Shock of the cold stream had sobered Jesse enough to right himself in the neck-deep pool. Now what was Willie to do? Jesse would never believe that he had simply fallen off the horse. No matter how drunk he had gotten before, he had always stayed in the saddle with no problem. Jesse would surely know that Willie was aware of what his plans were for them. He would just move Willie's execution up a bit when he got out of the water. Jesse would know this would be the only way to keep her son quiet until he could murder his new wife as well.
Where are you at, you little bastard? I'm going to break your damn fool neck.
When he neared the creek bank, Willie had little choice but to finish what he had started. As Jesse made his way up, he coughed up what little water had entered his lungs and continued to make threats as he climbed the muddy creek bank.
You damn little sneaky son of a bitch. You're a dead man now.
Willie frantically looked around for some sort of weapon, a rock or dead tree limb, perhaps. Yet nothing was nearby, and time was running out. Once Jesse cleared the top of the bank, Willie would be a goner for sure. In an act of desperation, Willie ran toward Jesse as he almost topped the creek bank. Then, just before they collided, Willie lowered his head into a ramming position, as he had seen the billy goats do when they fought. In the darkness, Jesse never saw him coming, and Willie completely caught him off guard. The top half of Jesse's body had just cleared bank level when Willie crashed into him. The force of their collision made Willie see little flashes of light. He had hoped to connect with Jesse's midsection and at least knock him back down the muddy slope, buying some time to find something to use to defend himself. Unfortunately, the top of Willie's head and Jesse's nose were at the same level upon impact. Willie bounced back onto the grass, dazed. Jesse fell backward into the water. Willie was still for a few seconds, trying to gather his wits, stunned from their violent encounter. Willie fully expected Jesse to top the bank in a fit of rage at any moment to finish him. Willie tried twice to get to his feet, only to fall again. Then the earth beneath him began to spin, and everything went pitch black.